Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
But we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello. Hi, guys.
How are you doing?
Fine. And you?
Oh, not too bad. Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Hi, my name is Luis. I'm from SplitTax. It's a just startup from Brazil.
Okay.
We just launched our product actually at the beginning of this month.
Okay.
So we are just a baby born.
So you were a very early alpha, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. Actually, I mean, we are running this product for 1.5 years.
Okay.
We are an e-hailing platform that we give our value to the market is share riding.
Okay.
So imagine you are in a big city, rush time, about raining, so the traffic's very jammed, and you want a cab, you want a taxi, you want a Uber, whatever. I mean, the dynamic prices go up, and in average in Brazil, during the rush time, we're gonna have just one passenger per car. So there are many cabs that are busy, but you are waiting for your cab to come.
Right.
So we develop a route matching algorithm so we can check people are coming from different routes but compatible.
Okay.
You can give your tolerance in terms of deviation. Let's say I got 5 minutes spare, so I don't mind to split my cab if I deviate only for 5 minutes.
Okay.
And if you are a female, we may not be comfortable to share male, so we can restrict it.
Okay.
Only female sharing.
Okay.
And
fair enough.
And we give a discount for the passengers. So it's a sustainable business model. The tax driver makes more money because he joined two or three rides altogether.
Yeah.
The passenger also makes some discount. We give 25%, 35%, and it's based on the taximeter, so no dynamic pricing. The city also gains because we are reducing the traffic.
Right.
We are monitoring the CO2 offset because when we share, we might have one car less, polluting, give some GEE emission.
Right.
So it's a really win-win solution.
Okay. So let's think about this in terms of here.
Okay.
Okay? For Collision.
Yeah.
So lots of people got to the airport about the same time.
Exactly.
Most of them are going from the airport either to the hotels right here or the hotels Bourbon Street, you know, French Quarter. And so three people get in about the same time.
Yep.
And through this, they'd be able to share that cab from the airport to the French Quarter.
Okay.
And instead of each person having to pay the $25 taxi, I know from the airport to the French Quarter is $45.
Okay.
That makes it $15 per person instead of the $25 that it would be for a single person in the car.
Yeah, exactly that.
Got it.
And
that's
to be
really
a bit more complicated.
But the taxi driver gets that $45 ride instead of the $25 ride.
Yeah.
So it's better for the taxi driver. And it's better for the passengers.
Yes.
Everybody wins that.
You got it. Yeah.
Okay.
We do win because we charge a commission if you provide the share. So the way that we make money is that we are trying to arrange fitable, matchable rides so we can also get a cut of that.
Okay.
But in between that route from the airport to the French Quarter, maybe you want to stop over to drop off earlier.
Okay.
No problem. We can drop off earlier. And if there is space during that route, if someone e-hail attacks, I don't know the geography of New Orleans, but if in the middle time,
somebody wants to go
to the French Quarter.
From the convention center to the French Quarter.
Yes.
The first person's dropped off at the hotel across from the convention center, but somebody's here. They can get in. And then all three of you go to the French Quarter.
Yes, and then someone would go beyond the convention center at the French Quarter. I mean, it's...
So you're setting up... You have the ability to set up a path, a route, that's consistently profitable for the taxi driver.
Yes.
And makes it less expensive for the passengers.
And for the city as well. Yes, because we are
because
just...
there's less cars on the road.
Yes. It's no sense to have one passenger in a taxi.
Yeah.
If you can combine and things like that.
I like the feature of being able to, like you said, for a woman, if she feels more comfortable just riding with other women, I like that feature because, you never know who's going to get in the cab.
Sure. Right. And depending on where you are, it may be more or less of a problem.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Where did this idea come from for you? Why did you decide that this was the problem you were going to tackle?
Tell you what, my wife is Greek. I met him in England. She's from Greece.
Okay.
My brother-in-law also, he's a good programmer. He's Greek. And in Greece, it has been like that for ages. It's a cultural thing. So people, my very first day in Greece, in Athens, my mother-in-law was waiting for me in the airport. We took a cab, my first time. I went to the cab, and at the line, the tax driver just screaming, "Oh, I'm going to Patricia." So a crazy Greek said, "Oh, I'm going there." So filling the tax. And then it's amazing because once you go, there wasn't technology at that time.
Right. Sure.
Greeks on the corner just screaming the destination. So the driver, if he listened a match, he stopped the car.
What?
Put it in, something in, and keep going. So what we do? We extend the audition capability of the tax driver.
Right.
Because maybe there are 2-3 roads below. Yeah. Someone screaming.
But yeah, you're couldn't not going to hear them screaming.
Never. So that's what the idea came from. And,
okay.
I mean, it seems a good idea.
Yeah.
We create a sustainable business model. Because the way that the competition is right now in Brazil and everywhere about other private e-hailing companies like such as Uber, Lyft, those sort of things, I mean, they're putting price down. So the taxi industry need to be competitive to that.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
What we create is not giving discount. It's a sustainable discount.
Right.
It lasts forever. It's not a promo. It's not just for 1 day, 3 days. It's fixed because it's based on the taximeter. There is no dynamic pricing on that.
Right.
So real sustainable. And also it environmentally sustainable.
Yeah.
I like
that. That's an aspect that we've only briefly touched on a couple of times is less cars on the road, less emissions.
Yeah, that's right. You got it right.
Okay. I love this idea.
And thank you.
And it's one of those... we've talked about it a couple times today. It's one of those things you're like, how is this new?
It's money on the table and no one picked it up until now.
It is, yeah.
Because it's, once you hear it, you're like, well, what an obvious idea. How has everybody missed this for decades?
Mm-hmm.
How have we not had this capability? What a great idea.
Right.
So right now, you're in Brazil?
Yeah, we are in Brazil. We received a seed funding in order to develop the platform.
Awesome.
And now we are seeking for a round A. So we start in one city, a big city in Brazil, in the south of Brazil, Porto Alegre. We have a plan to expand to Brazil and go abroad. I mean, we would be loving to go to come to the United States. I mean, rush time, it's worldwide. So
yeah.
What we're seeking is... place we got, good traffic jams, thing like that. So, and also a good tax fleet and people who share this idea.
I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
We are seeking for some investors. So, that's one of the reasons that come to the Collision.
That was going to be my next question.
Okay,
so. What is your goal here at Collision?
Yeah, I can't imagine a better place to be right now then in Collision.
Sure.
Just to share in this ecosystem, be energized. I mean, just go there and see so many bright ideas.
Yeah.
Some of them compatible to our ideas. So connections, that's one thing.
Okay.
And also we are looking for some talks, some investors willing to invest on split taxi. We are arranging some meetings, hurry in Collision in New York. So that's investment going to be based to increase our expansion in Brazil and overseas.
Very nice. Well, I definitely hope the Collision is a success for you.
Yes. Oh.
If we have a viewer who is interested in finding out more about your platform, how can they do that?
Okay, we have a website. It's www.splittax.com.br. We have a YouTube channel. We just search for Split Tax. There are plenty of videos explaining our ideas. They're in Portuguese, English, so okay, whatever language you are, you don't have a problem. So, and please, join us.
That is so
very nice.
Cool.
I will tell you, I appreciated the English option.
Oh, yeah.
Getting to the website, because some of the companies who were exhibiting didn't have that, yeah, as if they didn't know that they were coming to New Orleans to exhibit.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I know.
And I get there, and I'm like, well, I don't know how to contact you guys. I guess I have to move on.
Okay.
So I definitely appreciated the English option on there. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Nice talking. Bye-bye.
Have a good Collision.
Thank you very much.